My name is Khalil Gerard Jan Savidal. Originally from Philippines, born in Manila, been a Muslim now for 20 years. I've migrated to Australia in Sydney sometime 1996. Stayed in Sydney for 5 years. Then after that, we went to, after 5 years, me and my family went to Saudi Arabia. When my kids studied Arabic, alhamdulillah, they finished studying Arabic. And after 7 years, we just came back to Australia, and we are living here in, alhamdulillah, Brisbane, Queensland. I work as a biomedical technician in Queensland Health. Been involved with a lot of Dawah projects. By the way, I embraced Islam in Saudi Arabia, in what we call Al-Khubar, Saudi Arabia. I've been raised as a Catholic, in a Catholic school since I was in my early years until college. It's a purely Catholic school run by a priest from Italy. My parents are active Catholics, so it's my community and my relatives. That's sort of environment that I've been raised, and we're pretty active with the church also before. We have a lot of activities. Okay, my journey is in this, to Islam is it's a bit interesting. I can give you just not a very lengthy story about it. Since I was a Catholic, I've studied Catholicism, and I've been indoctrinated sort of its belief, and I've practiced it. So I was made to think it's the correct religion till I really finished college. After college, it just came into my mind, and this is a mercy from God, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one true God, that I start thinking about my beliefs. I was raised to believe that there are three gods in one, that Jesus Christ is a manifestation of God, a son of God, God himself. And I start questioning these beliefs after I've left college and started working. With this in my mind, myself is not very at peace anymore, but I told to myself, I don't know anything about any other religion, so I said, maybe this is the right one and I'll die with this religion. Alhamdulillah, thank Allah, I had an opportunity to work in Saudi Arabia. So my plan to work there is that just to accumulate enough money, maybe just after a year, go back to my country, marry my wife, and start my life back in Philippines. But subhanAllah, something really happened slowly, which is something really beautiful. So I have to leave my, you know, future wife, my girlfriend, work in Saudi Arabia. And I was really surprised when I see the place. It was very quiet and peaceful. But I went there with the conviction that I'm a Christian. You know, I believe in this belief. I even brought myself a rosary. I still communicate with God with some sort of my own personal prayers. Sometimes I attend some church gatherings irregularly in some hidden churches there. SubhanAllah, when I have enough money after a year, so according to my plan, which Allah wills, I went back to the Philippines, married my wife, proceed with the wedding, alhamdulillah. However, I told her, it's nice to live in Saudi Arabia. You know, she's been working in multinational companies, and she's been like, alhamdulillah, on, like, switch on with her career. But alhamdulillah, since we have this sort of good relationship and good attachment to each other, and she said, why not? I can sacrifice my job. My wife said she can sacrifice her job just to join me. So alhamdulillah, we decided to go back to Saudi Arabia. But I have to leave her because, see, in Saudi Arabia, you don't apply for your family or for your wife. You can't take them back to you with you when you fly back there. So I have to leave her for a couple of months because I need to apply for her visa. So subhanAllah, thanks to Allah, in this certain period, I started reflecting about Islam, and it started with the Salah, or what we call the Islamic prayer. As I work in the hospital, we have a workshop. I work as a biomed technician. We repair medical machines, and this is a big workshop. And every salah, every prayer, we have the midday, the Muslims have their midday prayer and the afternoon prayer, which is during the working hours. At the end of our workshop, they set up a prayer place there. And this has been happening since I joined this hospital, and I just didn't care that they pray there. But at this time, with Allah's mercy, I observe the Muslim when they prostrated. I was just on my bench, on my chair, and then I just look at them, and then subhanAllah, first thing in my life that I've actually seen the Muslim pray in prostration, which we call in Arabic sujood, wherein our forehead, our nose and hands and knees and our toes are on the ground. It's basically how the Prophet prayed, and even Jesus Christ, you can see a lot of this in the pictures in the mosque, in the chapels, in the churches, wherein you see Jesus Christ prostrating. What really got me interested is that when I saw that prostration, it reminded me immediately of how Jesus Christ prayed to God, whom we call in Arabic Allah. And it reminded me about the priest also. You know, see, in Catholicism, before the priest get blessed to be a priest, so they have to do the prostration. And also, the main impact in me is that, for me, that's a very humble way of really worshiping and humbling yourself to our Creator. So that time, it really made a very big impact on me as a Christian. And as I said to myself, if I want to worship God, I want to worship Him this way. Because I don't believe in Islam yet anyway. I just appreciated that action. And that actually started me inquiring and asking about Islam. Because before, Islam has a big gap between Christianity and me. That's how I see it. I thought Islam is a different religion. It's nothing to do with Christians or with the prophets of Christianity. Nothing to do with Jesus Christ. Nothing to do with God at all. I thought Islam has their own God, whom they call Allah, and that's it. My only knowledge about Islam is that Jesus is a prophet. But subhanAllah, since that moment, I started asking my colleague, mashallah, a Saudi, who speaks very good English, and I started asking basic questions, and I asked him, who do you worship? You know, that's the first thing I want to know. Who do you guys worship? And he said, we worship one God, Allah. I mean, so who is this God? He said, this is the same God that Jesus Christ worshiped, that who sent all the prophets, who created everything. So hold on. So this is the God that I also know in our religion. So those answers, those simple answers, actually bridge the gap between me as a Christian and the Muslims, or let's say Islam. And because of that bridge, I continued to the journey of knowing more about Islam. So after a few years, we didn't become Muslim immediately after maybe 1 or 2 years. So it took us another maybe 2 years. So after 4 years, wherein we felt that we're not going anywhere, we're just having sort of quarrels and problems, so we're not being guided by God because we're neither Christians anymore or Muslims. So I said to my wife, this is probably a test from Allah, from God, reminding us that we should enter Islam before we broke up or really pull this family goes apart. So, alhamdulillah, we decided, subhanAllah, before I want to share with you a very nice thing that I did, because this is sincerely from my heart, and I think every person who's seeking the truth should do this, and I always say this now to every person who is seeking the truth. I got my strength not from anyone except from Allah. Me and my wife got the strength to become a Muslim only from God. When we're stuck with the decision to become Muslim or not, what I did in that corner of the workshop, I was by myself. What I did, I prostrated myself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like a Muslim prostration. I prayed to Him. I told Him, oh Allah, oh God, if this is the real religion, I know this is real, but please make me a Muslim. I can't do it myself. I need some push. I need some sign that something will happen, that's it. I want to become a Muslim. And that happened when me and my wife were having quarrels and troubles, and basically we thought that we're really misguided because we don't have Islam. And Allah answered that prayer through those events, those dark events in our relationship. And that's why it's very, very important for somebody seeking the truth that you ask Allah to pray to Him to guide you to Islam, even though you know that, even you already know it's the true religion of God. So, alhamdulillah, we became Muslims secretly. I told my supervisor, my Saudi Arab manager, that we become Muslims. We didn't disclose it to our non-Muslim friends yet. And I was not regular in my prayers. My Islamic knowledge was really very poor. I haven't really furthered my knowledge. We went to what we call Islamic Center in Saudi Arabia, in Al Khobar, where I work, to make the Shahada, what we call a testimony of faith, to enter Islam. But we haven't really practiced that as a Muslim, Islam as a way of life. So the second request, a big request that I ask Allah, God, is that change my environment. I don't want to be with my friends now because we don't have that faith to tell them we're Muslims, and we don't have the faith to practice in front of them. So as I ask Allah, give me an environment, a situation where I can really practice Islam. And the answer came, subhanAllah, the answer came in my contract. Before it finishes, I got an offer from another a private company in Jeddah, which is the other side of Saudi Arabia. It's what we call the western region. I was in the eastern region. So when I went to the western region, obviously I told them I'm a Muslim. I went to the Islamic centers. I went to visit Mecca and Medina, the two holy places. So basically, I started fresh as really a Muslim without any fear, saying to everybody that I'm a Muslim. And then Allah blessed me to attend Islamic lectures in the what we call the Islamic centers there. So these lectures, this knowledge that I've started to absorb, me and my wife, it helped us really practice Islam regularly. We've started practicing the Salah, the prayer 5 times a day. We started learning more about the religion itself, and we started how to share it also to the non-Muslims. With regards to how my family reacted, it's a bit harsh actually, because what we planned before we went to Philippines and tell our parents that we're Muslims, me and my wife sort of planned to them that we just sort of tell them as a joke that we're going to become Muslims. So they also, yes, they took it as a joke. And said, when it became serious that we're becoming Muslims, they said, oh, don't ever think about it, don't do it, don't do that, don't become Muslims. And then this happened, this didn't happen in one visit, because we always go to Philippines every year from Saudi Arabia during my annual holiday. So I think it took us a couple of, maybe 2 or 3 times or 3 years before we finally told them we're already Muslims. And that really was a shock to them. My father cannot understand it. My mother cannot understand it. We had a big drama in the house. My family, my father told me, you know, I don't want to see you when I get buried or when I die. So get out of this house, things like that. So, I mean, because they don't understand Islam very well because of those media propaganda and all those brainwashing. So I have to be patient with them. I have to explain to them that why I became Muslim, why I'm also very keen for them to become Muslim. So it took us many, many years to finally convince our parents that, yeah, to make them realize we're really Muslims, we're not getting out of it, we're not going back to Christianity. And alhamdulillah, it's what we call dawah by example, or what we call showing the beauty of Islam by your deeds. And this is how my family saw it, my parents saw it. They saw how my children were growing up in an Islamic way. They're very respectable to them, with all the values and moralities, and they saw me becoming a better person, very modest in me and my wife. So and they also saw the conflict between what they've learned about Islam from the media and what they've seen from me and my family. Alhamdulillah, even though they're still not Muslims, at least they've accepted that Islam it's not a religion. It's not a bad religion at all because of what they've seen and learned from us. Alhamdulillah, Islam has a very big impact in my everyday life, because before, when I see myself as a non-Muslim, I thought life is just all about enjoying it. It's all about materialism and satisfying your whims and desires. What I'm going to do this weekend, what movie should I watch, what food should I eat, who are the friends I have to meet, when is the next holiday. I have really no focus in life, although I believe I was a practicing Christian. See, my Christianity was basically based on everyday Sunday Mass, but I really, it was really hard for me to practice Christianity as a way of life, because I don't have a structure. How do I become a true Christian? I don't have a structure that I found in Islam, where in the really ways, specific ways, how to become a true servant of God. So, as I said, when I was a non-Muslim, I didn't have real purpose in life. I didn't have a focus in life. But alhamdulillah, and also when I was a Christian, I tried many times to become better, to avoid sin. But every time I tried to repent, I even go to regular retreats in my Catholic school, wherein we retreat to a mountain, communicate with God, ask for forgiveness or repentance for our sins. Then I go back to the society. Then after a few days, I fall to the same sins I've been doing. And this actually sort of depressed me, because as if I'm so weak, I don't have anything to really protect myself from the devil who has been tempting me to commit sins. But alhamdulillah, with Islam, first of all, my belief in God became so clear. This is the beauty of Islam, wherein before everything was gray to me. Is God three? Is God in the form of man? Is God with us or without us? Is he among? I don't know. It's just very difficult to describe God, who he is, when I was a non-Muslim. But with Islam, knowing God first is very beautiful, because you know who your creator is already. You know his attributes. You know who he is. So it's I can focus more on my life, on my purpose of life. Since I've been convinced that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the prophet after Jesus. So I believe that following Jesus or respecting Jesus, part of that is following him, that I have to accept Prophet Muhammad as my prophet, as my example. Since I have that one now, I have the pure monotheistic belief in God, and I have God's last prophet, who is Prophet Muhammad. Who, by the way, Jesus is sending in the Bible, saying many times in the Gospel that there's going to be a prophet after him, and we have to follow this prophet, and this prophet is Muhammad. So now my life is really very clear. My purpose of life is so clear, which is to worship God alone and to submit my life according to the terms of God and according to his prophet. So my everyday life has changed, wherein I've been focused, and I know what I'm doing now. It's what is pleasing with God. Because when I was a non-Muslim, I'm not really sure if what I'm doing in the church or outside the church is pleasing to God, because there are very less what we call proof of what we do, which is based on what Jesus taught us. And in Islam, because Prophet Muhammad, his life covered all aspects of life, wherein you can be, he has been a Muslim father, he has been an example as a leader, he has been an example and in terms of how to deal with emotions, with economics, you know. So alhamdulillah, I've really felt that I have been blessed with Islam as a complete way of life, and this has given me more structure, more focus, and more guidance in how to worship God and be God conscious every day. What can it offer to you? What can Islam offer to you? Well, Islam offers so many things. First of all, Islam offers peace. First of all, when you become a Muslim, because Islam came from the word which means peace and submission to God. So the effect of this, when you start submitting to God according to his last prophet, is peace. Because you can never attain peace until you've attained the true religion of God, the natural religion of God, the natural way of life, which is what we call Islam. Because Islam is a very universal religion. It's been, in principle, it's been the teaching of all the prophets, from Adam to Moses, Abraham, Jesus, and the last prophet, Muhammad, peace be upon him. So you're reverting to Islam, becoming a Muslim. Actually, it's just going back to the path of the prophets, the path of Jesus and all the prophets, which is to worship one God. But in this day and time, until the day of judgment, we worship God according to the practice of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So Islam will give you that peace, will give you that focus in life. What's the purpose of life? Islam will give you a very clear guidance. What will happen to you? What do you do in life? So you'll be protected from going to the temptations of falling to the temptations of Satan. And Islam offers you protection from hellfire. And Islam gives you all the guidance that we have to get to make us successful in this life and in the next life.